Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3. I want to look at those two verses, verses 16 and 17. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Now with our Bibles open before us, let's unite together in prayer. Our loving God and our Father, we thank thee today for the book of remembrance in heaven. We think of that day when the books will be opened and the roll call will be made. And our Father, we pray that we might be there when the roll is called up yonder. We pray that our names might be written there on those pages, bright and fair. Speak to our hearts, our God, and shut us in with thyself. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. Today is Remembrance Sunday, and all across the nation and in our province, there have been parades and ceremonies and will be parades to mark the dead of the two world wars and those that have died in the defence of our nation. And of course, we have a real sense of appreciation and thought, and we honour the names of those that made the ultimate sacrifice, and we should not forget them. And we do give thanks, and I think it is a legitimate thing to do. Of course, there are those over the past number of years who have called into question the remembrance services, and there has been some opposition to keeping the remembrance going. But by and large, the people that do that are people with a political axe to grind. They're either left-wing socialists or pacifists, and they have some axe to grind. But across the United Kingdom, at the cenotaphs and at the monuments, there are those who have been honoured. And on the monuments across the land and in the memorial halls, such as we have here in Crossgar, we have the monuments with the names of the people who have given their lives from the various communities. A couple of years ago, we were over in France, and we went to the scene of the Battle of the Somme, fought in 1916. It's a very poignant thing to look across the graveyards there. And of course, there's a big monument, the British monument at Thiepval, on the Somme. And they are carved in that great monument. There are all the names, the known names anyway, of the people that perished in the Battle of the Somme. And there you have thousands and thousands of names. But they're carved there as a matter of honour. I remember too going a few occasions to the Scottish War Memorial in Edinburgh Castle, and there you have books for the different regiments, and you open the books and there you have the lists and lists of the names of the people from the different regiments who gave their lives. And when you look at the graves and you look at the names and you see how many people gave their lives, it's a very poignant thing. But their names are down there in what is a roll of honour. Sometimes these remembrance books are given the title. You have the title on the front of them, Roll of Honour. And to have your name in one of those books is counted to be an honour. But the Bible here in Malachi 3 speaks of another book of remembrance. And it is a book that is laid up in a special place, because it says it is before God. And it is a place where the names of those whom God wants to honour are set down. And it's an honour to have your name that in the book that is in heaven, far in excess of any other honour that you could have. You know, we could have our name on many a role, on many a society, or in many a place of honour in this country. But to have your name in God's book, that is an honour indeed. I believe that the book that is spoken of here is the same book, or something similar anyway to the book, that is spoken of in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27. And it says there in that place, And there shall in no wise enter into it, as into the heavenly city, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now the Lamb's Book of Life is a book which has the names of God's people written. And the book here in Malachi is also a book in which the names of God's people are written. So it's very likely that they are the same book. And the question that we must ask today is that if it is a peculiar honour to have your name written in God's book of remembrance, do you have your name written there? Is your name written in God's book? Can we identify with the people whose names are written there? Now you say to me, but whose names are written in this book? Well, today what we want to do is look at the people whose names are written in God's book of remembrance. There are a number of things about those people that I want you to see. The first thing I want you to see is their record. It tells us and records different things about them here in this portion of Scripture. And you notice some of the characteristics of these people who have their names in God's book of remembrance. Now the first characteristic of them, and is recorded of them, is their fear. It says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before them, for them that feared the Lord. And you notice that it speaks of them and emphasizes the fact, it speaks of it twice there, that these people have the characteristic that they fear God. So that's something that God wants us to take note of. That the people whose names are written in God's book of remembrance, whose names are written in the rule book of heaven, are people that fear the Lord. Now that is striking because when you examine the book of Malachi, you'll find that that is very different from the people all around in Malachi's day. Because the people in Malachi's day were a people who evidently did not fear the Lord. There was something different about the people whose names were written in God's book of remembrance. Now look at verse 14 of Malachi chapter 3. And you read about the people of the day and the nation, or the whole of the people round about. And God said of them, ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that ye should have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? So these were people in that day who had come to the conclusion that it was vain to serve God. They had become weary with serving God. They'd come to the point where just given up on any vestige of coming into God's presence or turning to Him. And these people were people who certainly did not fear God. For a person that can reject God and turn away from God and count the worship of God as nothing, it's certainly not a person that fears God. So one thing that we can say about the people who had their names written in God's book of remembrance is that they were different from the people round about them. There are people who did not go by the fashions and dictates of the world. They were people who were willing to stand out. They were people who were willing to nail their colours to the mast and let anybody identify them as the people of God. And I want to say today that if we fear God, we will not go by the dictates of the world. There are so many today, and they fear the world. They fear the laugh of the world, or the scorn of the world, or what the world might say about them, or the smile or the sneer of the world. But the person who fears God is not like that. He has more concern with displeasing the Lord. He's more concerned about what the Lord thinks than what the world thinks. So if you have your name written in God's book of remembrance, one of the characteristics that ought to be true of you is that you fear God. Now I hope that that is true, that we do fear God. You say, what does it really mean to fear God? Well, we realize that the fear of God is at the very heart of what a child of God should be. Over in the book of Proverbs, you think there's a couple of verses in Proverbs. If you were to turn to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, it says there in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And if you were to turn over to Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, it also says in that verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. It's very interesting to look at that word beginning there, because it is a word which means the principal part. The principal part of knowledge and the principal part of wisdom is the fear of God. If you want to be wise today, then you ought to fear God. And it is the principal part and the beginning of wisdom, because the person who fears God is a person that turns away from sin. The fear of God will turn you away from sin, because we also learn that in the book of Proverbs. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7, he says there, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. So when a person fears God, they depart from evil. And the person who fears God is a person who flees from sin. He's a person that flees away from the things that hold on to him. He does not want in any way to go against God, and he flees from that, and he flees to Christ. He doesn't only flee from his sin, but he flees to the source of blessing. He comes to the Lord. Now that is the fear of the Lord. That is the fear of the Lord. And those that have that fear are the people whose names are written in God's book of remembrance. Now I hope that your name is there. If it is there, there must be something of fear of God in your heart. You must fear to go against Him. You must fear to disobey Him. Joshua said in Joshua 24 and verse 14, he said to the people, now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth. So that's one characteristic that is recorded of these people. They fear God. But then turn back to the text again, and there's another characteristic that we find of them in this passage, and that is that they're favored of the Lord. Not only do they fear the Lord, but they're favored of the Lord. Now look at verse 10, and it speaks of the people here. He says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So the fear of the Lord, and those people that fear God and are in God's book of remembrance, are people who have the blessings of the Lord poured upon them. They are people who have been given God's riches in abundant measure. And then there's another verse, in verse 11 there, another blessing. God says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. God says, I rebuke the devourer. In other words, the devil will not get hold of you. Not be in the devil's clutches. Now those of you that are outside of Christ are in the devil's clutches. You're not under the protecting hand of God. You know, we read in the book of Job how that God had a hedge around Job. And the old devil came and asked permission to get behind the hedge. And God did give him permission for that time, but he told the devil, you can do anything, but you can't kill him. Now, the old devil can come and annoy God's people. And the old devil can come and tempt God's people. And the devil can get hold of God's people and cause you such annoyance that perhaps you do things that you shouldn't do. But I'll tell you one thing. The devil cannot get you in his clutches to destroy you. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. I wouldn't like to be in the hands of the devil. But the Lord says of those that are written in his books of remembrance, he rebukes the devourer. The devourer would come and devour you, bring you down to the place of destruction, God says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. So they have the fear of God, and they have the favor of God, these people. But there's something else about these people. They have the fellowship of God. And look at what it says in verse 16 of the people whose names are in God's book of remembrance. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written. Now it speaks of how they speak to one another. Now they have a fellowship one with the other, and the fellowship of God's people is the most blessed thing in the world. Now I know that you can get cranky individuals, and I know that we have all our faults and our foibles. But you know, it's good to have the fellowship of God's people, isn't it? It's good to have our brethren and sisters round about us, to lift us up when we fall, to care for us and pray for us. And those of us that are here, many can thank God for the fellowship of those that are God's people. And we thank God for that. And that's one of the things about the people who are written in God's book. You know, you get those who profess the name of the Lord, and they seem to go to the world. They want the world's fellowship. And their friends are amongst the world, and their friends are amongst those that have no time for God. There's something wrong with anybody that professes the name of the Lord. Our fellowship should be amongst God's people. Now, some of you come to church, and you go out again, and maybe you hardly take time. I know that we're in a busy time, and I know there are things to be done. The dinner has to be got on and all the rest. But sometimes it's good to have fellowship and to speak to those who are God's people and have that fellowship one with the other. It's good that we have the fellowship and meet with one another. But not only have they the fellowship of God, but they have the fellowship of God's people, but they have the fellowship of God, it says, they thought upon His name. I wonder if the Lord, in your thoughts, some people, He's the last person in their thoughts. We don't think about God and our plans and our purposes and the things that we want to do. The people who had their names in God's book of remembrance, it says, they thought often on His name. Have you thought about God today? Have you taken down His word and thought about what He had to say to you? Have you thought upon His name? So there are the records there of what the people of God were who were in the book of remembrance. And we notice their record. Then there's something else I want you to notice about them. Notice their remembrance. God remembers them. God writes their names down. And it says in the text that a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. What a blessed thing that God has a record book with your name written in it. You're saved. Now, in the olden days in the Persian Empire, about the time when, you know, the book of Malachi was written about 400 years before the Lord Jesus, and it would have been the time of the Persian Empire, and the Persian emperors would keep remembrance books. It's one of the things that they did. You read about one of these remembrance books over in the book of Esther. And you remember how that Mordecai had discovered a plot against Ahasuerus the king, against the emperor. And he had betrayed these and had brought them to the notice of the authorities. And as a result of that, Mordecai's name was written in the record books. And we read in Esther chapter 6 and verse 1 about a night when Ahasuerus could not sleep. It says, on that night could not the king sleep. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles. And they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. Because this had been written in the book of record, or the book of remembrance, this was brought to the king's attention again. And as a result, the king commanded that Mordecai should be honored. And he was placed in the king's chariot, and he had the king's robe on him, and the king's ring on his finger. And a great honor was paid to Mordecai, because it had been written in the record books, in the book of remembrance. Now God here says that He has a remembrance book in which your name is written if you're saved. Now notice some things about this remembrance book. Notice the place of the book. Where is it? Before Him. You notice that? And they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him. So where is the book of remembrance? It's in heaven. It's in heaven. Now that speaks to me of the fact that this book will never perish. You know, the Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away. When there's coming a day when the elements will melt with a fervent heat, and all the things that we have around us today will perish and will be cast, as it were, into oblivion. And you think of the monuments and the names that are carved in stone, and the names that are set in marble tablets. And we think that those names are there forever. But one day, even those will perish. Even those names that are written there in the stone, those names will be forgotten. But where is this remembrance book? It's in heaven. It'll never perish. Our name, if your name is there, it's written there for all eternity. It's on the roll book of heaven, and it will be there for all eternity. And we read of that verse in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, of that time when the books will be opened. And it speaks of how the books, it says in verse 12 of Revelation 20, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened." And this book of remembrance will be one of them, the Lamb's book of life. "And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." Again, over in Revelation chapter 22, again we read about it. Look at verse. It speaks of the heavenly city. Revelation 21, verse 27. "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." This is the eternal book. And those that are in there will never perish. We'll be in heaven. We'll be there for all eternity. Now, will you be there? Will you be there? Is your name written? Not only do we notice the place of the book, but notice the purpose of the book. In the days of Malachi, it was to remind the kings of the good things that had been done in days gone by. Of course, God doesn't need a remembrance good book. God doesn't need to be reminded of anything. But I think that really what God is doing here is that He's setting these things down so that it speaks as a symbol really of the certainty of the fact that those that are written in this book will be redeemed. And then there was another purpose for the remembrance book, in that it was a way of keeping the king's judgments consistent. You see, what would happen was, if somebody was brought before the king for a judgment, it would be recorded what the king had done, so that if another case that was similar was brought before the king, they would open the books and they would say, "Well, you judged somebody that did this and this in such a way, so that's what needs to be done with this man." It was to keep the judgments consistent. Now again, God doesn't need a remembrance book to keep Him consistent, because He is consistent. But it shows us that there will be a consistency about the judgment of God. You know, there are people that have the idea that somehow they'll slip onto the door, or they'll get round some way and come in some other way, that they'll get past the judgment of God, that there'll be some loophole that they'll get round. But the book of remembrance here tells us that there is no loophole. There's no loophole. God is absolutely just and absolutely consistent in His judgments. Only those that have their names written will be let free. So is your name written there? On those pages bright and fair, is your name written in the book of life? That's the question that you need to face today. You notice what it says in Revelation 21 and 27. "There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work of abomination or make of a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. It says there shall in no wise. It's absolutely impossible. You can get in any other way than having your name written, for God has it recorded in heaven. So you need to come by God's way. You need to come by the cross. You need to come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal. That's the only way that you can get your name written in this book. So we notice the record of these people, and we notice their remembrance. But there's a third thing that I want you to notice about these people, and that is their reward. Now look at verse 17 of the chapter. It says, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Now you notice that there are a number of blessings there. There's the blessing of possession. God says, "They shall be mine." He owns us. He owns us. There are two wonderful pictures by which he depicts that he owns us. He calls us his jewels. "They shall be mine in the day I make up my jewels." And he says, "I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son." We're like jewels, and we're like his own son. Now, one thing it is for a person to treasure up the jewels that he has, and they're kept in a special safe, and they're kept in that place where they are away from prying eyes or stealing hands. They're kept away from everything. It's one thing to prize the jewels, but it's another thing that we prize our family. God says, "I'll treat you like my own son. You're in my family." Now that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Those who are in God's book of remembrance, he says, "I'll treat you. I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son." That's a blessing. And not only is there the blessing of possession here, but there is the blessing of preservation. He says, "I'll spare them. I'll spare them." Spare them from what? From punishment. Spare them from what? From destruction. "I will spare them." Is the Lord going to spare you? You know, it always implies then that those who are not written here will not be spared. And we learn that from all of the rest of Scripture. We will not be spared. Those that are outside of Christ. And I wonder today, when you say that you are the Lord's, he will spare us. He will bring us in. He will care for us. He will look after us. He says, "Of those that thou hast given to me have I lost nothing. I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." He said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." He says, "I will spare them all. None of them will be missing." And not only is there the blessing of possession and the blessing of preservation, but there is the blessing of preciousness. We'll be like his jewels. We'll be laid up. God will preserve us for all eternity. Now I wonder today, what about you? Is your name in the book? Have you put your name down in the roll for heaven? You know, you have your name down maybe in other rolls, and we think of the children nowadays, they have to go and put their name down in the roll of the school that they want to go to. And the people that are doing the 11 plus, they have made their choice, and as it were, they're seeking to get their name put on the roll of the school that they want to go to. There's your name on the roll of heaven. Come today. Put your trust in him. It's one thing being honored in the remembrance ceremonies that are going on all around our province today. Make sure that you have your name in God's book of remembrance. May you come to him today and get your name written there on the pages, bright and fair. May God write his word upon our hearts for his name's sake. Let's just bow, please, in a word of prayer. Our gracious God and our loving Father, we thank thee for the remembrance that thou dost have of thy people. We thank thee, Lord, that because thou dost remember us, that will not be forgotten, will not be left behind. We thank thee, Lord, that we have the guarantee of God bringing us to himself, because there's no way that God will forget. And our Father, we'd ask thee that those who are here today outside of Christ may be brought to that place where they have their names written in heaven. Speak on, we pray of thee, for it's in Jesus' precious name we ask these things. Amen. If God has